identity, the fact of being who or what a person is. Identity is deeply connected with nationality and culture. But what happens when one person is part of not only one nation, or even takes part and identifies with different cultures? I am born and raised in Sweden, and I'm also raised by my parents who both immigrated from Turkey. Through the years of my upbringing, I've taken part of my Turkish heritage and culture at home. But I also have been raised in a Swedish society. Growing up, I had a great difficulty knowing what or who I was. Growing up in two different cultures made me confused. In Sweden, I was not accepted as a fully Swede, having a Turkish heritage. And in Turkey, I was not accepted as a Turkish woman, having been indoctrinated into Swedish culture. It was difficult accepting myself as one or the other, because neither made me fully me. I identify with both cultures in a lot of ways, but neither fully accepted me. Through my childhood, I had a great difficulty with connecting both these cultures. Being raised in a suburb, which at the time didn't have a lot of other immigrant families other than my own, I always wanted to prove myself as a Swede. It had gone so far that when my so-called friends spoke badly about immigrants with me, I just nodded because I wanted to prove that I wasn't like the other bad immigrants. I was a good immigrant, and being a good immigrant made me closer to being accepted as a Swede. The problem was, I always felt uncomfortable when people spoke badly about those immigrants, because I was still, in society, one of them. I had a name like them, I ate weird non-Swedish food, I had Muslim parents, and also I looked like them. Every summer, I always went to Turkey with my family to visit my relatives. And I remember how at home I felt in a lot of ways. It is difficult to explain how, but the way people just acted was more familiar. And I understood that the things I did in Sweden, which seemed not normal in Sweden, was the right thing to do in Turkey. But even in Turkey, where I should feel at home, some things didn't seem right. I talked with a Swedish accent, and every summer I always seemed to be able to start a political discussion with my relatives. Some of my opinions were not the norm in Turkey, and people always joked that I was more Swedish than Turkish. It was situations like these that made me confused. In Sweden, I was not a Swede, and in Turkey, I wasn't a Turk, no matter how hard I tried. I have both Swedish and Turkish passports. I have taken part of both cultures in my upbringing, but still I was neither. I was something in between. Today I have realized that it is, in a lot of ways, a privilege being part of more than one culture. And being somewhere in between Turkish and Swedish culture has given me the ability to choose the best of both worlds. The beauty of identity is that every person has the ability to choose their own identity. And no matter who, no person has the right to say what another person may identify themselves as.